It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia, as we have heard often now, has become a hotspot for film and TV production. That's largely because of generous state tax credits. But there weren't enough skilled people here in Georgia to work on all of the TV shows and movies that suddenly showed up here. So last year, the state opened the Georgia Film Academy, and the idea was to train enough production workers. And as WABE's Martha Dalton tells us now, the school already has plans to expand.
Dan Kelly's students at the Georgia Film Academy are hustling to set up lights and screens. It's part of the Academy's introductory set production class.
Can't give you points for the modifier being correctly mounted because you didn't get there, but your gobo arm is out to the right of the gobo head.
These skills are what the industry calls below-the-line trades. Lighting, painting, and props, for example. This small school sits on the big Pinewood Studios lot in Fayetteville. The Academy is part of Georgia's university and technical school system, but students don't earn degrees here. Many are enrolled at other state schools. Katrina Dygart is a student at Georgia State University, where she studies film.
It's very different learning the kind of set production side in a classroom versus here, where we have a stage, where we have big productions filming around here.
Productions like The Avengers, Spider-Man, and Guardians of the Galaxy. That's why Executive Director Jeff Stepakoff says the Academy is serious about teaching students the skills they need to work on big-budget productions.
Halfway through an internship, someone will grab one of our students and say, hey, you're really good. Let's get you signed up, get you registered, and get you actually coming to work here on Monday in my department.
Stepakoff worked in the business for more than 20 years on TV shows like Dawson's Creek and Major Dad. He's proud of what the school has accomplished so far. About 1,000 students have taken a class since the Georgia Film Academy opened last summer. Getting production jobs like grips and gaffers is one thing, but Stepakoff says one piece of the business is missing in Georgia.
Content creation.
Or what the industry calls above-the-line trades. Most TV shows and movies are created, written, and edited in New York or Los Angeles. In fact, that's why Stepakoff was living in L.A. 3 years ago.
Worth noting that my family is here in Georgia. I'm raised here in Georgia, have a professorship here in Georgia, but I'm out in California working on a television series.
He says if Georgia wants the business to stick around long term, it needs to attract above-the-line jobs.
All we have to do is look around at our neighboring states for cautionary tales. We look at states like North Carolina, where I worked as a co-executive producer on Dawson's Creek, which had a thriving film and television production industry in the late 90s and early 2000s.
But when the tax credits went away, the industry packed up and left. Stepakoff says the same thing happened in states like Louisiana and Michigan. But before the Georgia Film Academy expands what it teaches, it's reimagining who it teaches. That's because Stepakoff's been bombarded with requests from high schools. And while teaching high schoolers wasn't part of the original plan,
as opposed to, no, we can't do that, or no, that's not part of our charter, we think that our mission is best served by saying, yes, we'll figure it out.
So this summer,
all righty, guys, we're going for picture. Please lock it up.
Lock it up.
And roll sound.
The Academy offered this film class for high school teachers like Christopher White. He works in the DeKalb County schools.
If you just take the time to learn this and apply yourself to it, these things can be within your grasp and you can move into the industry if you would like.
White will teach his students what he learned this summer with the hope they'll consider careers in film. Martha Dalton, WABE News.